Alright, everyone. Alright, everyone. It's the Grimlord here, and we are back with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and acting lessons. You guys better be glad. I appreciate my fans because, like, I gave you a lot of videos this week for the Independence Day Spectacular, but we're still going to give you acting lessons as we normally do. This game is not going to stop coverage until we finish it, which is pretty soon, I think. And then, all those other games that you saw, well, a few aren't, but, you know, they're up for possible coverage after we get done with, you know, some of the others you request, like Summer Scent, and the other one was, I can't remember. It's the, I think it was even what, Summer Memories? Something like that? No, that's not it. It's, anyway, yeah, you guys know. Basically, BitChute, you guys picked the story-driven one, and MGTOW.TV, you guys picked the more hardcore. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing those two. And DP really likes Summer Scent, so we're going to do more of that anyway. But for now, acting lessons. Grim, come, you gotta see this. You know what, Liam? I'm good. Woohoo! Hey, Grim! What? Listen to this. Door knocking. Ha 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 ha. This spot is perfect, right, Liam? Fuck you, dude. I read the leaflet. You know I'll be stuck here for hours. You fucking fooled me. What do you mean I fooled you? I was trying to help you. I didn't tell you to take the pills now. I'll get you for this, Grim. Please, not another master plan. You'll see. Ha ha! We'll go for a hike, so, you know, you'll have some time alone. Ha ha ha! Not funny, bro. Can you at least give me a magazine? Sure. Here you go. Pottery Weekly? It's either that or a Lumberjack magazine. You go, girl. Mold that clay. Wet those fingers. Okay. We're leaving. Moisten it up. Did you really give him the pills as a prank? Absolutely not. It was to help him with a bucket list activity. It's a fair question, though, because the tattoo prank he pulled on you was really harsh. That's just Liam. You should have seen him in college. He was even worse back then. Aha, yeah, he told me the milk story. That's just gross. What milk story? Oh, never mind. I think I'm mixing stories up. As you know, back in college we pledged a fraternity together. And when you're a freshman, they make you do a lot of evil and disgusting things to be accepted into the fraternity. Back then it was Liam, me, and another dude who pledged together. We got this huge pledge board with a bunch of tasks. We had to become dicks. Oh, okay, you got a huge board with a bunch of tasks that we had to do to become dicks. Dicks? No, Dix. It's an abbreviation for Delta Iota Kappa. Oh, I get it. I don't know if you can imagine what that was like. I think we can. Being forced to do such nasty and moronic things. But somehow, Liam was never bothered by it. He's always okay with everything that they threw at us. And he got to pay dearly for it. What happened? Sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up. What I was getting at is that Liam is very special. He acts before he thinks. He has weird ways of showing you that he loves you. But for all the crap he does, life just wouldn't be life without him. So for him to go overboard and do seemingly evil things like branding his best friend with the nickname Cum Slut, it weirdly makes my life better because I know that eventually it will become a great story and memory I'll treasure.
Really?
Wait, what? Nickname? Yeah, it's a nickname I've been trying to shake since college. Haha, how do you even get a nickname like that? Wait, I don't want to know. Yeah, it's not the tattoo I would have preferred, but it definitely means something. I guess that's why Liam chose it. Hey, how's it hanging? Like a dried out elephant's trunk. Dude, come on. Did you check your list? Yeah, it felt great to not have to cheat this time. Just this camping trip and crowd surfing left. Liam, I'm impressed. I love that you've been so driven to complete your list this fast. Thanks, Maggie. It kind of reminded me of the pledge board back in college. Grim already mentioned it while you were busy molding your clay. He did? Man, I really miss those days. Aha, you should have seen Liam. You had this funny ass afro when we met. Ah, what about you? Grim was the nerdiest dude you ever saw. It took quite some time to bring him out of his shell. Come on, it wasn't that bad. Well, you sure have changed, I give you that. Liam, have you really never spent the night camping in the woods before? Nah, never. I've always been an urban guy. But I wanted to see what the fuss was about. And? So far, I kinda like it, you know? It's pretty quiet out here and the air is refreshing. Honestly, nothing beats this view. Yeah, I'm not one for nature and shit either. This place is really something special. I agree, such a peaceful place. Hey, Megan, can we have some private time? Sure. How you holding up? It's the weirdest thing. These 2 days have been among the worst and best ones of my life. I don't really know how I feel. I wish I could have been there for you. Well, as you told me, it wasn't your choice. Peter is such a scumbag. Just never thought he'd stoop that low. Soon we'll not have to deal with him anymore. He'll be out of our lives for good. I want that. A happy life. Together with you. I've never really had a dream of my future. My goal has always been about survival. To just live life and have fun. But lately, so much has happened. A lot of horrible things. Being in a coma, learning my best friend has cancer, and all the drama with Peter. Feels like I'm cursed. But amidst all that, there you are. This perfectly wonderful woman, the sweetest one I've ever known. You're right there by my side, enduring it all with me. I'm sure you're strong enough to manage this on your own. Because that's what you are. Strong. But the thought of not being right there next to you, it makes my stomach hurt and my eyes well up. Because I want exactly what you said. A happy life. Together. I really want that, too. So no matter where you go, I won't leave your side, Megan. I love you. I love you so much, Grim. Did you enjoy the camping trip, Liam? Very much. My back is all sore from sleeping in that tent. But that doesn't matter today, because you know what? What? Time to do some fucking crowd surfing. Woohoo! Haha, yeah it is. Last night when you and Grim talked, what did he want? He wanted to check up on me to see if I felt okay. That can't be all, because that sounds like a serious talk and you sit here with a big smile. Is that a tear I see? Yeah, I can't hide that I'm happy. Grim told me he loved me yesterday. He did? That's great. Wow, I'm so happy for you. Thank you, Melissa. I feel amazing right now. Looks like everything is turning your way now. You truly deserve it, Megan. You look a bit tense over there. Are you okay? Well, my back is killing me. Want me to take the wheel? You know what? Let's have one of the girls drive. Megan, Melissa, who wants to drive us to the concert? No way, not me. No thanks. Come on, it's fun. Liam and I deserve a break. Fine, I'll do it. What are you doing? I'm trying to get a hold of Rena. I get this creeping feeling that she's upset. She told you she was okay over the phone, right? Yeah, but there was something in her voice that makes me worried. Like she was putting on a brave face and saying she's okay. Haha, I'd never done that. See it like this. If she can't be happy for your success, then she isn't a true friend. I know you're right. But I honestly believe that Rena is a true friend. She has issues, but so do we all. Nobody's perfect. So I'd rather talk to her about her feelings and try to save our friendship. You really look at the world through different eyes than I do. And that's one of the many reasons why I love you. Wow, there are a lot of people here. Bro, this is it. Did anyone hear from Rena yet? Nope, nothing. I hope we'll be able to find her in the crowd. Well, if you see her, please let me know. I need to ensure that she's okay in person. I can't believe we got VIP tickets for this. I know, Rena really spoiled us. I need to go to the restroom. I'll tag along for that. Bro, I can't decide if I want to dive in head first or fall backwards. Oh, definitely head first. Do it like a belly flop. Yeah, you're right. Hey, isn't that Rena? Fuck me. Did she get back together with Dick? Hey, that's that asshole clerk that gave me the fake number. Is that her boyfriend? Looks like he's taken a beating recently. Yeah, I think you're right. Somebody definitely punched him. I should thank that person. And yeah, she's been dating that guy, but they broke up. Actually, Rena told me she was dating him to get away. Excuse me, guys. Actually, Raina told me she was dating me to get away from him. Then he came over trying to beat me up for it. What the fuck? Why didn't you tell me that? You got enough on your plate already, Liam. So what are you gonna do? Are you gonna confront him? Yeah, can't let her do this to herself. She deserves someone way better than Dick. Raina! Stay the fuck away, dude! You don't have your black-haired bitch to protect you this time. Stay out of this, Dick. No, you stay out of this! I don't want to see you near Raina anymore, you got that? Dick, please, stop it. What do you want, Grim? Can we talk in private? Hell no! Now that's no way to behave, Dick. Let the grown-ups have a private talk while you and I go for a little walk. Hey, that rhymes. Raina. What is it, Grim? Why are you back together with Dick? He's not a stable guy. Earlier this week, he came by my house and beat me because he thought I was trying to steal you from him. I thought you were smarter than that. Hey, back the fuck off. Oh, now she's gonna act like that. Who gives you the right to tell me who I should date or not? Dick and I talked and I figured I'd give him a second chance. Are you high? I brought him here to have fun, but then he insulted James, who punched him. I think you're making the wrong choice, Raina. You deserve someone much better. Like who? What about Liam? Liam? Yeah, why not? He's very funny and overall a great guy. He's got a very big heart if you can look past the goofy exterior. Sure, he has cancer and that really sucks. But I'm sure he'd be perfect for you. And I know you would be someone he'd cherish. I don't know. Sure, he's cute and all, but did he say anything about me? No, I can't say that he has, but I know that he cares about you. I mean, he cared enough to come up with a cute nickname for you. What nickname? The Smurf. So if you show him some attention, he'll probably come around. Hi, Raina. Hey. I'm so glad to see you. Congratulations again, Megan. I'm happy for you. Exhales. Thank you so much. So, we really are good? Always. Oh, this is the band James plays in. Liam, time to crowd surf. This is it, Grim. I'm fucking doing it. Haha, yeah, do it. Complete your list. Come. Woohoo! Yeah, I'm doing it! Grim, look at me! That was so fucking cool! Haha, right? How can I be so lucky to have Megan in my life? I love her. Did you guys see me? Haha, yes! That was awesome, Liam. I fucking did it, bro. You sure did. My list is completed. I'm so proud of you. Couldn't have done it without you. Hey, thanks for the ride home. No problems, bro. Such a feeling. I never thought I'd actually finish the list. Well, you did it. Everything you've always wanted to do, you've done. Yeah, no regrets. I don't know how to bring this up, bro. It's about Raina. Go for it, bro. What? I talked to her at the concert. I think the two of you would be perfect for each other. Wow, really? I don't know what to say. There's no need to say anything. Don't fuck it up this time. Haha, I promise. Grim, thank you, it means a lot. Hey, don't mention it. Speaking of having no regrets, I know what I want from you now. You do? Yeah, I do. I'm absolutely certain that I want to be with Megan. When I get back home, I'll sit Megan and Melissa down and talk about the future. It's good. Follow your heart, Grim. I can't express how happy I am that you figured yourself out. I'd say Megan is a lucky lady, but we both know that you're sad ass who's the lucky one. Haha, yeah, you're totally right about that one. Talk to you later, bro. Megan. I really love her. It's time to sit down and talk to Megan and Melissa about the near future. With Megan's career change and all. Hey, girls, can we talk for a bit? Sure. Who taught those girls to put their shoes on the couch? Ooh, I can't stand that. What's on your mind? I think it's time to discuss what will happen in the near future so we all are on the same page. With Megan's new career and all, we'll need to move. And this affects all of us. You too, Melissa. Melissa and I talked about it before, and she'll come with us. I'm not leaving her behind. It's great to hear. That's exactly what I'd hoped for. I wouldn't want to leave you behind here all alone, Melissa. Thanks, Grim. That means the world to me. But what about Liam? It's a tough question. You'll probably have to stay here for treatment, right? I don't know. I can't leave him behind. We understand and wouldn't ask you to. But if it came to that choice, what would you do? As much as I hate to say it, I'd stay here with him and drive to LA to visit you. It's not that far to drive. I think you should talk to him about it. The sooner, the better. Yeah, I agree. Phone rings. Hello? Hi, is this Liam? Yeah, it's me. You've been listed as an emergency contact person of Edna Chapman. Her state has gotten much worse, and we fear that she doesn't have much time left. I'll be right there. Hey, Liam. What happened? Are you home now? I'll be right over. Liam? What the fuck is this? Where's all his stuff? Bro, are you okay? Do you ever feel insignificant, Grim? Like how nothing you do will change what's to come? I do. Life can be so unfair. I mean, a part of me knew that Edna wouldn't make it, but a bigger part kept denying it. And now, she's gone. The chemo was too much for her body. I talked to her just a few days ago. I know, buddy. You can't predict these things. Yeah, I just wish I'd said something more than an ordinary goodbye to her. Knowing that the last words I said to her were, "See you next week," it fucking sucks. Last words don't matter, Liam. Don't think that the last thing you say to a person is what defines what you had. You obviously cared a lot for each other. That's what counts. She was there with me from the beginning. She taught me through it. Even when I threw up afterwards. If I had long hair, I just knew she would have been there to hold it for me. Thanks for coming, bro. You're probably wondering about my apartment, huh? Yeah, what is this, Liam? I've sold it all. I didn't want you to see it, and it's been killing me. Is it a money issue? Yeah. I got let go from my job, and my savings barely covered the medical bills. So I started selling my valuables. But when I knew that I should have stopped, I kept selling whatever was left. Also, I returned the Blackmobile. But you could probably have guessed that. I can't believe that you didn't tell me about this, Liam. For fuck's sake, you tell me about your cancer, but leave out that you can't afford living? I know. It's a pride thing. I just don't want the last thing you remember about me to be that I was suffering. Stop talking as if you've given up, Liam. You can still beat this. I'm not getting any better, Grim. We decided to stop treatment if we don't see any improvement after next week's session. Fuck that, Liam. I'm paying for your treatment. I appreciate it, but it's not just about the bills, Grim. This way I might actually be able to enjoy what's left. Just look at how Edna went. Killed by pointless chemotherapy. I don't want that. So I'm asking you, would you be okay with that? To let me be remembered as Happy Liam? Just like I said to you about Edna, doesn't matter what last words we say to each other or how it was just before the end. Every single thing that we've done together, be it stupid, funny, or mundane, that's what I'll remember. Just so you know, I refuse to let you live like this. Even if it means that I will have to take a job in the future. I'll help you every single bit along the way. And that's not negotiable. I love you, bro. I love you too. Starting tomorrow, we're getting all this sorted for you. My house. Can't say that I've ever loved that house. It had what I needed at the time, but not much more. Not the kind of guy to do home improvement and paint the damn thing. Besides, blue is an agreeable color. Coming home, I've seen this view so many times in my life, but I'll never forget coming home that night, no matter how hard I tried to. What the? No! Sirens from afar. This isn't happening. This isn't real. Ah! Fuck! Megan! Melissa! Where are you? I can't see shit. I can't breathe. No! What the fuck happened? I'm starting to get dizzy. I can't save both. I can only save one. I'm so sorry, Melissa. Episode 6. Your fate has been sealed. Good morning, James. Good morning to you, Jesse. How was your weekend? It was a weekend. Nothing special, huh? Unless you find organizing the attic special, then no. It's pretty much standard. I hope you've doubled up on Espresso. He's already here? Yeah, for like an hour already. Poor fella, I could tell he's not been sleeping at all over the weekend. Wonder if he took his medication. Fairly sure he'll be with us for a long time. The things he's endured, it almost breaks through my barrier. I shouldn't keep him waiting any longer. Good luck. Ah, Grim, you're here early today. Did you manage to get any sleep this weekend? I take it that we need to increase your medication. Please, lie down. Let's pick up from where we left off last week. Can I get you anything before we begin? Glass of water, perhaps? No. Okay then, let's begin. We have a lot of ground to cover. You've been through so much over the years, and there are a lot of feelings that you've suppressed. What happened to you 2 weeks ago is something that would traumatize anyone. And then, before that happened, there was the fire. Losing someone dear to you is never easy, but the purpose of these therapy sessions is to bring all those pent-up emotions to the surface, so you can begin to heal again. Are you brave enough to talk about the fire today, Grim? Cries. I tried to save her! You're in a safe place now, Grim. Close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths. There you go. That's it. Now tell me about the fire. Tell me everything you can remember. If you feel like you want to come back to this room, if it becomes too much for you, all you have to do is open your eyes. Episode 7, Limbo. Hell's Border, a state of uncertainty. Now I know Limbo. I was in limbo after the robbery. That's different from being conscious and experiencing it. Conscious limbo, it's a blurry mess. We got 2 wounded over here! Get the gurneys! Sir, can you hear me? Is there someone left inside the house? I would describe it as being on autopilot. You see what's happening. Your body moves. You can talk. But the motions and sounds you make, they aren't you. Yes! It's an out-of-body experience. As if your mind is observing yourself. Observing your actions from afar to protect you from what's happening around you. To shield you from the emotional distress. I need a medic over here! Fast! We got a female here with 4th-degree burns! It's funny how the human mind works. Chemistry. It's all just chemistry. That's what my therapist told me. It's somehow very comforting to reduce all emotions to that level. Chemistry. We have 3 patients. A young female with 4th-degree burns. Another young female, possibly suffering from monoxide poisoning, and a male with a wounded arm. The male is the house owner, Grim. He went inside and rescued one of the girls. Grim, can you hear me? He's in deep shock. Sedate him and put him on IV. Our first priority is the wounded girls. Being unconscious isn't that bad. It sounds morbid, but if death is like this, I wouldn't mind it. It's very peaceful. I lost count of the number of times they tried to wake me up. Grim! Ah! Sedate him again. How can you become normal again after that? Having to choose who lives and who dies. When you love both of them, I would rather just stay right here, in the darkness. Limbo. It sounds so peaceful. Limbo. Hey, remember that time back in college during Hell Week? Us being taped to those lampposts? You kept yelling how tight they duct tape your dick. Ha ha, I couldn't stop laughing. That's when I knew I'd made a friend for life. The shit we've gone through together, it's been a hell of a ride. It's too soon to let it end, bro. You hear me? You gotta power through this. You have to do it for Megan and Melissa. How did this happen? I don't know. Was it Peter? I've no clue. But I told the police the truth about what really happened the night Peter assaulted Megan. I'm sure they brought him in for questioning. Megan was awake before you arrived. They had to sedate her again after she heard the news. I'll never forget her scream when they told her that Melissa's gone. How are you holding up? Not good at all. Poor Melissa, she's such a nice girl. I don't envy Grim, having to wake up to the news. Could you do me a favor? Anything. Can you stay by their sides until I return? I'm having chemotherapy today. It's gonna be my last treatment. No way, Liam. I'm coming with you. But if they wake up alone, then they're sedated, Liam. I'm not letting you sit through your last chemotherapy session alone. And that's final. Thank you, Raina. It's very sweet of you. Are you sure it's today? What's taking them so long? Can they show some fucking respect for your final treatment? Please, relax, Raina. This is normal. Usually I wait here about an hour until Nurse Leah comes and gets me. Come on, they should move it along today. They know you're here for other reasons, too. Well, what am I gonna do? Fuck this, Liam. Wait here. Liam, come. I found you a nurse. Really? There we go, Liam. I'll be back for you in an hour. Hey, isn't that my patient? Yes, but his girlfriend was really stressed out. This being his final treatment and all. Don't worry, I took care of it. Oh shit, Raina. What is it? Something doesn't feel right. What can I do for you? Give me a trash can. There you go, Liam. Pukes. I didn't know chemo was this bad. It hurts me to see you like this. This is just like it was when I first started the treatment. Pukes. Try to relax. I'm here with you. She really is gone. My best friend. Why did you do it, Grim? Why did you save me and not her? I love you so much that it hurts. And it hurts so fucking bad right now. Please wake up. I need to hear your voice again. I need to hear you say it's gonna be okay. Because right now it feels like everything is lost. I feel hollow. So hollow. Can I just stay here forever? What good will waking up do? What if it was all a nightmare? Wouldn't that be nice? To wake up somewhere else? To be someone else? No. I have to wake up. Megan needs me. Liam needs me. Limbo. I hear them talking to me. What are they saying? Lips are funny. This thick piece of skin next to a gaping hole. Just look at it go. Aha. Liam's lips are even funnier to watch. His smile is so infectious. Why isn't he smiling? He always smiles. That's right. Now I remember. Melissa is dead. Because of me. I couldn't save her. I can't save Liam either. Everyone is dying. I wonder if Megan knows she's dying too. Wait, is she dying? She has cancer, right? No, that's Liam. Yes. Liam is dying, and I'm not. Haha. Look at me sitting there. All those people have no clue. I'm not even there with them. I'm up here. Look at me. I'm crying. I don't cry that often. It must be really sad. I'm glad I'm over here, though, where everything is all good. Where are we going? Something bad is happening. No, I don't want to go in there. I don't want to see this. No, I'm not here. That's not her. That's not her. La 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 la. Oh, great. Darkness again. I like it here. Oh my god, her face. I saw her face. No, I can't do this. Relax, Grim. You're back here in my office. Take three deep breaths again. Good. Good. This is too hard. I can't do this. I know, Grim. It is really hard. And you're doing very good. You're so brave. Remember what I told you last week? Remember when you should think when you get this upset? Let's try that one again, guys. Remember what you should think when you get this upset? Chemistry. Yes, very good. Chemistry. It's all just chemistry. Your brain is triggered by neurotransmitters and adrenaline is released into your brain, your bloodstream, rather. Chemistry. Yes. I'm gonna get you a glass of water, okay? Just relax for now. Okay. Tough session, huh? You know I can't discuss details about my patient. Yeah, I know, but I'm not deaf. I can hear the screams. If this is bothering you, maybe you should have your lunch early today, James. Here you go, Grim. Drink up. Are you feeling better? Yes, I am. Shall we continue? I don't know. You've done so good this far. You've managed to talk about her death. Let's talk about what happened afterwards. I don't want to relive what happened in that room. No, not that part. We're not talking about that today. We're talking about what happened before that. I know you're strong enough to talk about that, Grim. Lie down and close your eyes again. Now, when you woke up at the hospital, your friend was there, right? Yes, Liam was there. Grim, are you with me, bro? Hey, there you are. Take it slow now. Don't get riled up. I'm here with you. Just listen to my voice. And don't mind if I sweat all over you. I'm really starting to feel my final chemo session. Listen, it's going to be very tough for you. But know that I love you and I'll be here for you. Are you feeling well enough to talk to me? How do you do it, Liam? How do you remain calm and collected? You're the strongest person I know. I could never do it. Don't say that, Grim. You're strong. You'll survive this. It'll be tough, but you can do it. And I'm not that strong, Grim. I cried a lot when you were sedated. She's really gone. Yeah, she's dead, Grim. And it's not your fault. Do you hear me? It feels like it is. I wanted to save them both, but I just couldn't. I didn't think, I just acted. This will sound harsh, but you followed your heart's true desire. I'm not saying that Melissa didn't mean anything to you, but your body and mind followed your heart, as much as it hurts. There's a lady out there who needs you more than ever right now. Can you stay strong and be there for her? Because I know that she'll be there for you too. Yeah, I can. Grim! Megan! I love you, Megan. I love you too. I'm sorry I've been away for this long, but now I'm here for you. Are you okay? I'm pretty subdued by antidepressants, but I'm far from okay. We're all in shock right now. I don't know what to say. I have no words. Me neither. Why would anyone do this? Peter, did they lock him up? I don't know. I don't even care about that. What about the fire? Do you remember how it happened? Because all I remember is you two lying there on the floor together. It doesn't make any sense. What happened? You must have seen something. No, everything's a blur. The last thing I remember was Melissa and I were talking about us moving to LA and how happy we were to leave this city. Then I think I fainted. I can't remember anything else. It must have been Peter. No one else could have done this. Please, just leave that to the police. You know we can't trust the police, Megan. Peter is working with them. I need to go back home and see it for myself. I'm not returning there, Grim. And neither should you. Liam told us we could stay at his place. We need to buy a couple of mattresses, but it'll be fine. Okay, but I just have to see it. I can't rest until I do. I don't get it. No window has been broken besides the one that I broke. The fireman must have used it as an entry point, too. I locked the door when I left to go to Liam's place. Peter taught us all that lesson. So if there's no sign of forced entry, and if Megan knows that she passed out before the fire started, it must mean that Peter was in the house all along. He didn't flee? Did he hide in there waiting for us? Was he trying to punish Megan and Melissa? He sure has the motive for trying to kill both. But why didn't he want to kill me? The gun, did he find it? If only the fire hadn't blocked my way here, I could have saved them both. Look at that. Here it is. Just where I hid it. Loaded and everything. Must have been him. Yes. He can't get away with this. I'll see to it myself. Keep your eyes closed, Grim. Now this is very important. What happened at Peter's place? No, Grim. I told you to keep your eyes closed. Let's try it again. You took the gun and you went to Peter's place. I was so angry. It wasn't me who went to his place. It's like there was someone else in my head. I'll go in from the back. I can't risk getting caught on his security camera again. There he is. Passed out on the couch. What the fuck am I doing here? What am I trying to achieve? I'm acting without thinking. If I should turn around and leave. Huh? He's all drugged up. Was it you who killed him, Grim? No, it wasn't me. Are you sure? Yes. That needle has a lot more in it. If I could just give him the rest of it, no one would ever know. He wouldn't be in my life anymore. And he could never bother Melissa's mom ever again. I mean, it really tests you, right? It's a really strong decision here. I really don't know what to do. I'd do anything to get rid of this scumbag. It may be murder, but it's for the greater good. Burn in hell, you murderer. It's like I told the police, I came to my senses and left. Okay, Grim, very good. You can open your eyes again. So, how does that change if we shoot him? No, that death is way too nice for him. Gotta get the angle right. Burn in hell, you murderer. It's like I told the police, I came to my senses and left. Okay, Grim, very good. You can open your eyes again. No, I'm not a murderer. I won't stoop down to his level. Nothing will bring Melissa back. And I would never forgive myself for doing this. Just like I told the police, I came to my senses and left. Okay, Grim, very good. You can open your eyes again. How are you feeling? I'm all right. You're doing so well. Guess what, Grim?
What?
We're done for today. Has it been 2 hours already? Yeah, and it's lunchtime. Is Liam picking you up today?
Yeah.
Liam's the only one who can do it. Yeah, I know. Same time tomorrow, Grim. Also, take one pill extra before you go to sleep tonight. Make sure you tell Liam that.
Hey, bro. How did it go?
A little better this time. Jesse told me to take one pill extra tonight.
Got it. Come, let's go eat lunch.
Remember, bro, one day at a time.
For how long?
As long as it takes. But I'm going crazy by all this.
Nope, quite the contrary. You're healing right now.
Did Jesse tell you to mention anything else to me?
No, just the medication. We talked about the fire and Peter today.
That's good. But tomorrow I know she'll ask me about...
No, Grim, don't go there. Think about how well you did today. You took a big step today. I'm really proud of you.
How are you feeling?
We're not supposed to talk about me.
You know that. It doesn't feel like I'm living anymore. Every day now, it's the same story. You need those routines to heal, bro. I know it sucks, but it's kind of the point to this. If you want to get back to who you were, you need to do this. Let's go home and rest up.
But tomorrow? It's still today, bro.
Early today, again?
I'm happy to see you, Grim.
Did you increase your medication?
It didn't help.
In what way didn't it help?
I had nightmares again. I woke up screaming. I saw her face again. And that fucking room.
Chemistry, Grim!
Repeat it.
Chemistry. It's just chemistry. Let's go lie down.
I'm not going to lie. Today will be a tough day, Grim. But we need to do this.
It's the only way to recovery. Running from your emotions will only help you temporarily. We don't want a temporary solution, do we?
No. I want my life back.
Close your eyes.
Take 3 deep breaths.
Good. Very good. Let us begin. As always, if you feel like you want to come back to this room, if it becomes too much for you, all you have to do is open your eyes. Now tell me, where did you go after you went to Peter's house?
I went back to Liam's place.
Liam and Megan were making the bed for us. We went to sleep early.
Hey!
Where were you?
I was searching for evidence.
All this time, I was worried. I'm here now.
You look awful, bro. You should lie down and rest.
Yeah. I'll leave you two alone. I bet you need some alone time.
Good night, Liam.
You changed your hair back.
Yeah.
Why?
My braids are my comfort zone.
So I've noticed. Used to play with them a lot when we first met.
What are your thoughts?
I keep wishing that she'll walk through the door.
I miss seeing her smile.
She had those cute dimples on her face. I miss her wonderful vanilla scent.
But most of all, I miss her presence.
Just having her in the room made all the difference. I don't know how to continue living after this.
You're supposed to take it one day at a time. When my parents died, that's what they told me all the time.
I hated that stupid cliche phrase.
One day at a time.
Cliches are so easy to utter when you don't have a good way to respond.
Even so, there's a reason why phrases like that become cliches. They do hold some merit. And just trying to survive the day, focusing on that day only, it strangely helps. Well, maybe not at first, you need to take time to mourn. But add each day up and eventually it gets better. You don't go back to being the same person again, at least I didn't. But you manage to move on. I can't start shooting the movie after all this. I know that my job should be the furthest thing from my mind, but I can't stop thinking about it. I just can't do it. I understand you. I don't have the strength to do anything after this either. Do it for Melissa. You know she would have slapped you if you gave up on your dream. Haha, yes. She would have been so mad. I like that idea. To do it for her. I just hope I'm able to. Bro? Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to wake you up. It's cool. I'm having a hard time sleeping anyway. You didn't buy a new mattress. Yeah, you know. I'll get one for you tomorrow, bro. Did you take your medication? Yeah. It's got me feeling calmer, but it's still not enough for me to fall asleep. What about Megan? Yeah, she's asleep. Good. Why did you put your clothes back on? Are you going somewhere? Well, I figured I'd go for a walk to clear my head. Ah. Hey, how did your chemotherapy session go? Sorry I couldn't be there for you. Don't worry, bro. Rena was there with me. But it felt really weird this time. I threw up all over the place. Wasn't really a sight I wanted to show Rena. I'm glad you weren't alone. Come here. You're doing great, Grim. Don't stop now. Please, continue. After talking to Liam, I decided to go for that walk. Where did you go? Nowhere special. I wandered aimlessly around the city. I ran into Leah. Sweetie, hi. Hi, Leah. Are you out taking a stroll? Yeah, I had to clear my head. It's horrible what's happened to you. Are you okay? No, I'm pretty far from okay. I've no fucking clue how to move on from this. Sweetie, there. It sounds like you need to talk to someone about this. Yeah, I really need that. Come, let's go back to my place. I'll help you. Please make yourself comfortable, sweetie. I'll be back in a few. Here we go. Some hard stuff to take the edge off. You're not drinking with me? No, sweetie. I'll stay sober so I can take care of you tonight. Okay. I'm all ears. Feel free to vent. I don't even know where to start, Leah. First off, I want to apologize for the way I've treated you in the past. I know it was rough on you and how I handled it was horrible. I should have been honest with you from the start, or at least as soon as I started dating someone else. At first, I was really interested in you, but over time, I fell in love with Megan. Besides that, I feel awful. My best friend is dying. Melissa died. I'd give anything to reverse time and do things differently, but I don't know where it all started to spiral out of control. It just feels like I would end up where I am, no matter what. As if it's destiny. Makes me feel so small, or as Liam put it, insignificant. But at the same time, I feel like I'm responsible for everything that's happening around me. I just don't know what to do anymore. I fear that I'm going crazy. Don't say that. I'm sorry, but that's the only way I can describe myself. I need stability in my life, and I fear that I'll never find it. Do you ever ask yourself if you're going after the wrong type of women? Yeah, maybe. I mean, I've been so lost since I broke up with my ex-fiancé. I guess I've been having sex not knowing if it was lust or love to be comforted. And this friend of yours, Liam, how has he really helped you? Liam's always been there for me. He's been my wingman since, like, forever. He's always supported me in my decisions. So he's been triggering you to go after these women, right? No, that's not the way I describe him. He's been a true friend through thick and thin. I can't think of a single time he's let me down. Sure, he doesn't stop me from making wrong choices, but what kind of friend would he be if he tried to control me? To me, it sounds like he's been feeding your habits. Well, from the outside, it might seem like it. I guess you just have to take my word for it. But based on what I've told you, what's your advice? I really could use it. I'm not sure you'd be fully open to hearing it. Even if I'm not, I need to hear it. You're pretty much the only one who's impartial and looks at this from a different perspective. You really want to hear it? Yeah. I see you as a lamb. A lamb? Yes, a lamb that ran away. Far away from home. This lamb is lost. He's desperately trying to find his way back home. So what does the lamb do? The lamb sees a light on the horizon and runs towards it, thinking that the light will lead him back home. After chasing that light, he sees another one. Maybe this one's the way back. But the lights aren't the beacon the lamb seeks. They only lead the poor little lamb further away. Meanwhile, the farmer is chasing after the lamb to bring him home. But the lamb keeps running away from him. The only way for the lamb to find his home is to stop chasing the lights and just wait. Because the farmer will not stop tracking down the lamb. The farmer loves his lamb, and if the lamb only could understand that, he would find its happiness in his home. It's a very weird analogy. Guessing that you mean that happiness comes to the one who waits and that patience is a virtue? Yeah, you could say that. So I should just wait in the darkness then? Sounds worse than what it is. It's okay to feel lost and scared, but happiness will come to you, sweetie. Thank you, Leah. Do you feel better? Well, the alcohol made me calm, that's for sure. This might come out of left field, but would you ever consider us again? You still want to be with me? I do. I'm just what you really need. If you only gave us a real try, I really think you'd see that. Sorry, Leah. It's a no for me. I love Megan. I think she's the farmer to my lamb. Fine. Will you excuse me for a minute? I need to go freshen up. Of course. This is so unreal. Phone rings. Grandma, I'm a bit worried over here. Where did you go? Sorry, Megan. I went for a walk and met a friend who invited me back to her place to talk. I needed to vent. Can I come pick you up? I really need to be with you right now. Yeah, sure, I'm at Leah's place. She lives at 1520 James Avenue. Okay, I'm coming. See you soon. Bye. Those shoes remind me of Megan's shoes. Come to think of it, the bag is the same kind, too. Leah, I'm gonna head out. Hello? Leah? No, I can't. Heartbeat sound. You can. Go into that room. Leah? What the hell is this? That's me at the hospital. I absolutely love photography. There's just something with capturing an innocent moment that I enjoy. No, it can't be. Oh my God, no! Are you ready for me, sweetie? Wow. Holy fucking shitballs. Please save your game now. You know what? I'm gonna save my game. And we'll get back to this next week. We went through like a bunch of episodes and oh my God. What can I say? At any rate, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.